Good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
I've seen people who've had loans and had cars that are 150,000, 180,000, you know, 200,000. I've seen people with cars that they have car loans like that. It is not a good situation. Excuse me. It is not a good situation. So I urge you that whatever your situation may be, whatever your situation may be, you want to look and say, okay, well, I have a vehicle, and the mileage is over 100,000 miles, and the car is over 5 years old. Well, that's the reason that a lot of cars end up being only worth $500. I've seen people that have had cars they owe $8,000 on, and the car is only worth $500. Well, it's because of the year and the miles. The year and the miles are always important. Mileage is always an issue, regardless of what you look at. I mean, if you have a car that's under 50,000 miles, you're in a good situation, and you know you need to actually try to trade out of it as soon as you can, especially if you've had it new and now you've had you put 50,000 miles on it, under 50,000 miles on it. What will happen is this car will have a maximum trade-in value. Now, when you get to cars that have 50,000 to 90,000, now the car does have some trade-in value, but the higher you get, the lower the value. Now, then there are the people that have the cars that have 90,000 miles. Well, it's a state of emergency for you because you need to understand that you need to get out of that car as soon as possible before it gets to 100,000 miles because once it gets to 100,000 miles, the value is going to take a dramatic drop. The value is going to take a dramatic drop. Now, a lot of people have over the years have told me, well, you know, they've looked in Blue Book and they've actually seen what their car is worth. I'm here to tell you that the Blue Book value versus the trade-in value are dramatically different. The Blue Book value is what insurance companies use to determine the trade to determine the value of your car in the event of a claim. So they're not going to dealerships don't use the blue book to determine the value. The dealerships can actually go right online to the auction site and see what those cars are going for wholesale. So when you look at wholesale, we all as consumers buy cars at the retail level. Dealerships buy cars at the wholesale level and sell them at the retail level. So when they take a car in on trade, they're taking it in on a wholesale level. So a lot of times you end up thinking your car is worth $5,000 because you saw the Blue Book, but then when you get to the dealership, they tell you your car is worth $1,000 and you get upset. But there is no reason to get upset because the Blue Book is not what dealerships use, and people really need to understand that. It's a lot of you out here driving cars that are only worth $500 to $1,000. Now here's a statement. What keeps the value up, or what drops the value? You know, a lot of people always ask me, well, how can I keep you? You know, I understand everything you're saying, but how can I keep the value of my vehicle up? Well, there's a couple things. Remember this: original keeps the value. Original keeps the value. If you have a vehicle that you can keep as close to original as possible, then you will keep the value up. You will keep the value up. You want to try and limit customizing your car. A lot of you like to put these real nice radios in your car. You spend $400 or $500 on a sound system. Sounds great. You got these big old speakers. Everything is going good. But understand this: when you take that car in and trade, you're going to have to hope that somebody else has that same interest. Well, everybody's not going to have the same interest. Me personally, I wouldn't want a car with all those big sounds, and I don't like that. So I wouldn't buy a car like that. And then some of you, what you do is you end up taking that out of the vehicle, the speakers and everything, and you just leave the holes there. So now the dealership is going to have to figure out a way to get that back so it takes the value away. You know, still to this day, people are still putting TVs in their car, which to me is just ridiculous. But I mean, everybody has their own interests. So, you know, putting a TV in a car, I would never buy a car that had TVs in it unless I was buying a conversion van for the family and all that. But I would never buy a car or SUV that had TVs in it. Well, there are a lot of people that have TVs, two, three, four TVs in one vehicle. Well, that's going to take away from the value. What about the big tires and the rims? There are a lot of people out here that have these huge rims, huge tires, and these tires and these rims, what they do is they basically may look good to you, but if you trade that vehicle in, I've seen dealerships laugh at people bringing in these cars thinking they're going to get a whole lot of value. A lot of times the tires and the rims cost more than the actual car. They're worth more than the actual car. So, you know, that's not a good thing to keep the value of your vehicle up. Then you have the discontinued cars. There are a lot of you out here that have discontinued cars. Some of the more popular cars, the Pontiac is discontinued, so, you know, no more G6s, Pontiac Grand Prix, Pontiac Grand Dams. They don't make those cars anymore. Oldsmobiles are gone. No more Oldsmobile Silhouettes, no more Oldsmobile Auroras, Aleros. Those are gone. Saturns, the entire Saturn brand, which was a very popular brand for quite a while, but they don't make those anymore. One of the popular cars that is not around anymore, PT Cruisers, are not around anymore. And understand, when you have a vehicle that is no longer being made, the value is goes way, way down. The value goes way, way down. So it's important for you to understand this and understand that if you have a car that's discontinued, you want to try to get out of it as soon as possible. Now, with the interior, this is important. It's real simple, but it's important. If you smoke in your car, let me say this, don't smoke in your car. If you want to keep the value of your vehicle up, step outside when you want to smoke. Do not smoke in your car. When you smoke in your car, then you're going to get that smoke smell in the car that is not going to go away. And anybody that doesn't smoke is not going to buy a car from somebody that smokes. Have you ever gone into a hotel room that was a smoking room and you get in there and because you don't smoke, you instantly smell the difference and you just don't like the smell? Well, that's the way it is with a car. Nobody's going to buy a car that they're going to feel uncomfortable when they're driving. Food. It's important for you, especially all of the listeners who have kids, it's important for you to understand that if you have food in your car, you need to do a cleanup at least once a week for excess food that has spilled under the seats. I always tell the story of one time I had a hot dog and that had onions on it, and it was late, and I was eating it, and I forgot the bag was in the car, and then 2 days later, I couldn't understand why my car was smelling the way it was, and I started to look around, and underneath the seat, the bag with the onions and everything in there, that was in there, and that smell was in the car. It took me a couple of days to get that smell out of the car. So food is very important. Limit things that you have in your car. Keep your car spotless on the inside. For all of you that have pets, pets do leave a smell. So please, not only a smell, but they also leave, if it's a dog, you know, they shed. So I've seen cars that have been full, cars that are cloth seats that are full of dog hair. That stuff really never comes out. Nobody's going to buy a car with dog hair on it. Nobody. So you got to understand that's going to hurt the value of your car. Bottom line is you just want to keep your car looking immaculate as long as you can, and do this on a weekly or biweekly or even a monthly basis. Detail your car. Get it looking spotless. You'll enjoy how it looks when it's put in that scenario, so you'll definitely enjoy that. The exterior, make sure that if you need some body work, keep that up. Make sure the car doesn't have any dents and scratches and things like that. You know, do your regular maintenance on the car. These things right here will keep your balance, will keep your value of your car quite high. You know, it's just these little small things. And then here's something else that you can do outside of all the things I just mentioned. If you want to pay your balance down quicker, make car payments toward the principal. When you make a car payment, tell the bank who you make your payments to, you like to make extra payments, but pay that toward the principal. And when you do that, it will also help the value of your vehicle go down. Lastly, understand gap insurance. Gap insurance is important. Gap insurance covers the gap between what your insurance company would cover in the state of a claim and what the value of your car is. So when you have gap insurance, you'll never have an excess balance that the insurance company would not cover. So here's those are some of the ways that you can keep up the trade-in value of your car. Definitely it's important for you as an automotive consumer to understand that. You know, we here at the Car Man Show, we do a lot to help people in all different scenarios. So if you need help in getting a better car, if you need help getting out of a used car that you have, we have a 24-hour hotline that you can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The number is 877-870-4815. That's 877-870-4815. Also, you can go to my website. My website address is thecarmanshow.com, thecarmanshow.com. And we do a great job at getting back to people. You can reach me either through the website or you can reach me. Again, the website is thecarmanshow.com, or you can reach me through our toll-free number, 877-870-4815. Listen, I got to go. Again, that number is 877-870-4815. You can call me from all over the country. We are available to help any and everybody that needs help. Again, that number is 877-870-4815. Listen, it's about my time to go. I definitely appreciate everybody that has tuned in to the show. Please pass the message on. Listen as often as you like on my archive episodes, and definitely be part of the Car Man movement as we're taking this message throughout the country and helping car consumers become smarter car buyers. I always like to end each show by saying, you can with Car Man.